The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. And what I would like to say to everyone out there right now is that if you go to the Dr. Pat Show website, the drpatshow.com, you're going to see our new website. We actually launched this website the other night, a little bit after midnight, right smack dab in the middle of the eclipse. And I want to just say that you'll find a lot of things on here that are the same, but a lot of things that are different. For example, if you want to ask us a question, we've made it really easy for you to find that box. You just go to the bottom of the page, and it is right there. Ask your question here. It's right on the bottom side of the page. So we've made that really super easy. And the other thing that we've done is we've added information that you're going to want to know about. We've added a good news feed so you can find out about the amazing good things that people are doing in the world, special highlights for our guests, and our hosts, and our mobile app. All is available on the website for you to download. Lots of information happening right there, especially how we let you know about the shows. The show today, I get to talk with somebody that I met, I'd say about a year or two ago. His work is amazing. His connection to Ogmandino is phenomenal, and you're going to hear about that. And if you know anything about what it's like to go through life and have life experiences and think about what some people call the serendipitiness of life, we'll find out eventually that there are no mistakes. And today you're going to hear about Dave and how his life became open up to even a greater essence and message than perhaps he even thought. He's joining me here today as someone that knows a lot about creation, intention, and much more. Today, we get to talk with him about intentional creation. Dave Blanchett joining me here today. In front of me, I have Today I Begin a New Life. Many of you, you're probably saying, I've heard that before. Where have I heard that from? Well, you're going to find out here in a minute. But also to let you know that this show is for you. It's about providing you with something you are going to hear, something you're going to hear that you'll say, oh, that's what I've been waiting for. So many of you, Dave is somebody that will get right to the issue, co-developer of the Intentional Creation Assessment, but also somebody that is author, phenomenal speaker, and much more. Dave, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you this morning.
Now, one of the things I didn't say, and I'll just jump in and say it, is you're also the CEO of Ogmandino Group. And I would like to start with that conversation because I think that's what brought us together the first time about how that came to be. And folks, if you haven't heard who Mr. Mandino is, this is going to be an introduction for many of you. For those of you that do know, then you understand about the scrolls and so forth. Dave, look at your life, the long winding road, and here you are, CEO of a phenomenon. And people ask, how the heck did that happen, and how could I get some of what he's drinking?
Well, I go back to 88 and 89 when Ramona and I lost millions of dollars in the real estate collapse in Southern California. I'm sure there are many listeners on the phone who went through that experience. in the middle of a 10-year period of paying back $1 million in debt, I found Ogmandino's gift called The Greatest Salesman in the World and those principles, and I just fell in love with them. It was a few years later I got retained to write the feature film script for one of Og's books called The Christ Commission. Developed a great relationship with the family, with Betty. Og had just passed away a few months earlier. And in 2000, I am standing in the cancellation line of The Lion King in Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
You know, Y2K didn't happen. City's still floating, you know, still buzzing. And Betty calls me on the phone and says, Dave, the rights to The Greatest Salesman in the World are not being renewed, the film rights. Would you be interested? And Pat, I said, is this a rhetorical question? And we got my attorney on the phone, and then we got her attorney, and then the publisher, and the 2 hours we're standing in the cancellation line for the Lion King, we put together a deal where I would come back from New York. I would stop my film career. We would set up a new company, the Ogmandino Group. I would become the CEO, and the mission would be to take Og's principles to the world. And for the last 14 years, that's exactly what we've been doing.
You know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, these principles about Ogmandino and why, you know, why they have touched so many of us, really. Whether you call them commandments for life or scrolls or if you call them, you know, messages, whatever that is for people. His work, and now through you, and you bringing this really to the 21st century, bringing this current for a lot of people, and helping us understand this in the world we live in. You know, what is so powerful about this message? What is so powerful about this? And, you know, and especially just by talking about intention and today I begin a new life.
What I love about you is that you appreciate inspiration. Og was an alcoholic and just about took his life and then began reading books. And about 10.5 years after that experience, he's the editor of Success Magazine, and Fell Publishing calls him and wants him to expand on a story that he wrote in Success Magazine about a little camel boy named Hafid that became the greatest salesman in the world. And Betty says that, you know, he's getting closer and closer to the book deadline. He's got the beginning and the end, but he doesn't have this meat in the middle, these principles of the ages, he called them. And he took 3 days off of work. And the second night, they had dinner, put the kids to bed. He laid down just for a moment to ponder. And she said he was getting a little ornery. He was just frustrated. I've set myself up. Pat, you're a writer. You know what it's like to write yourself into a corner, and all of a sudden you have to deliver on something you've explained as marvelous, extraordinary, unbelievable. And now you got to deliver unbelievable. And the words came to him, today I begin a new life. Today I shed my old skin. Well, I just got emotional. My old skin, which has too long suffered the bruises of failure and the wounds of mediocrity. Today I am born anew. You could just see him leaping from his bed, running into his huge library. He was a voracious reader. Getting out his IBM Selectric, you know, putting in a piece of paper and then trying to keep up. And Betty said he just took dictation for the entire night. And at 9 o'clock the next morning, he walks into the bedroom and said, I'm finished, collapses on the bed, and sleeps for 12 hours, and the scrolls were written.
Yeah.
He could never promote them from the front of the stage, like you don't see some promoters selling their products, go to the back of the room and buy. He says, I know where this came from.
Wow.
I was there. Mm-hmm. I just took dictation for a night. I think that's the secret. They are wisdom from the ages, literally, to guide us. And when we read them, a scientist once said to me, they're written in the language of the intrinsic.
Mm-hmm.
Unlimited applications, unlimited interpretations, which means instead of you having to come to them, they come to you. So you can read a scroll. I had a breakthrough just a few months ago. I've been reading the scrolls for 14 years, faithfully, every day. And I saw something I have never seen before because I needed to see it. I was ready for it. And boom, there it was. I thought, wow. It's just so condensed, so powerful, and so present, and it meets you where you are. I think that's the secret.
And you're absolutely right. And I love that you shared that, Dave. I love that you shared that. And the reason I love that you shared that is I'm kind of like you. I used to think, I just don't get things the way other people get them. And what I realized, boy, that is a story we tell ourselves, right? We get what we need to get when we get it. We get what we need to get when we get it. And I think that, you know, what I hear you say is, first of all, it is emotional when you're touched by, you know, the hand, you know, when it touches you in such a way that your life changes. And you can, let me ask you this question, Dave. There was no going back for you. I mean, standing on a line, of a show that you couldn't get into, that moment was preordained as such, but you had prepared for that moment every minute of your life. So that when it came, wasn't your part to be able to say yes?
Yes, and I wrote a sentence in the book. I wrote what was shared with me in a dream I had one night called the Chicago Dream, where I was learning how to take all that stuff we drag around in our sack and hold it differently. And everything in all of our lives have prepared us uniquely for this moment. I was in a dream, and this is what was said to me: David, your character has been forged in the furnace of adversity. Mm. You know what pain feels like. Mm. Everybody on the show, listen for a moment. You know what pain feels like. Can you take it back? We don't get to take it back. But this is what was said to me. If you will use these experiences as a rich resource to better understand what someone else is suffering and connecting with them and serving them, there'll finally be purpose in your suffering, joy in your journey, and much-needed healing in your soul.
Mm.
We are all uniquely prepared for this moment in time, and the preparation for some has been very thorough and very painful. But the great news is we've been prepared to serve at very high levels.
Very high levels. We're going to take a short break, Dave, when we come back. We're going to talk about how Dave has this fabulous, fabulous, what you've created. How do we look at intentional creation? What is it? Why are we so hungry for it? How does it, if so, meet our needs in this lifetime, in this skin? Let's take a short break. When we come back, my very special guest joining me here today, Dave Blanchard. And when we come back, we'll talk about what this means to step forward intentionally in our lives. And what has Dave created for us to help us? So often we hear about intentions and setting them and creation, and yet we're left empty without tools. Well, that's not going to happen today. Dave Blanchard in the house. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, everybody. Again, check out our new website. Go to thedrpatshow.com. And shortly coming is also Transformation Talk Radio. Yep, it is something that we have been creating. It's been in the making thanks to a phenomenal team I get to work with. We'll be right back with the show.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. You know, Dave Blanchard is my guest today. Dave and I met over a mutual... let's call it a mutual admiration, the work of Og Mandino. And there are many, many parts, Dave, of Og's life that I so related to, you know, both the dark and the light. But part of what this is being able to have this conversation with you because of what you're creating for people, the way that you're helping all of us take that next step in our lives. And so thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for your epic yes in doing this work.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you if you would. I know that we ask all of our guests to provide something special for our listeners. Would you please, first of all, let folks know how to find out more about you, how to get copies of your book? And I know you have something special for folks today.
Oh, we do. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, The Observer's Chair. If you go to ogmandino.com, you can get both of them for a discounted price together. So if you'd like to call and do that or check, just go to ogmandino.com and click on books. We have a brand new website. I was smiling when you said yours came out this week. Ours is coming out next week. And with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. This is not a personality test. It's not a behavioral test. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures, very literally measures, how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. And this new layout is intuitive. It's easy to understand. You can go as deep as you want to. It's going to be a $99 experience, and Dr. Pat and I were talking about something we could give to all of you today, because at the bottom of this challenge is how we think, because how we think influences our emotional state. It impacts the decisions we make. It determines the actions we take, and ultimately the results we create. And if we're not getting the right results, James Allen wrote, in a man, as a man thinketh, that let a man radically alter his thoughts, and he'll be astonished at the rapid transformation it will affect in the material conditions of his life. This is my labor of love, is perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. If you're on the line, write this down, office@augmandino.com, office@augmandino.com, and just put in the subject line assessment and just say, I would like a free code. I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. So you can, it'll only take you about 15 minutes. You'll be surprised. We almost always hear, wow, how do they know this from such a simple exercise? Well, because behind this simple exercise is a very complex mathematical model that we perfected over the last 14 years to measure how someone thinks. You'll finally know what's supporting you and what's sabotaging you. So office@augmandino.com, and that's our gift to you to take this forward, to take on your life, starting with these very foundational, impactful thoughts. What's happening? Have you ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? Have you ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
So well, and I think I love that you said that, because I love that you said, have you ever felt like you're ramming into a glass wall? Yeah, it's interesting, and I love what you said about that, because you know I've walked into glass sliding doors, right? You know that I got to tell you, that's a giant owie, Dave. Ooh. That's like ooh, and you know what was it? Right? Was it that I didn't have my head up? Was it that I wasn't paying attention? Was it that I didn't see the glass? Was it that, you know, my mom cleaned the glass so well that none of us could see that the door was either open or shut? And what I want to ask you about, does any of that really matter? It was a glass wall. I ran into it.
Yeah, and it's unexpected. We keep running into it and going, what is this? What is this? And who would have thought that it was just an unhealthy habit of thinking, and when we identify it and we shift it, our whole life changes. Could it be that simple? Answer's yes.
Wow. You know, let's talk about setting intention. Let's talk about intentional creation, if we could. You know, one of the things that I love about what I do is I get to meet people like you who are doing incredible work. So when we talk about intentionally create your life, you know, the question then becomes, okay, I want to do that. I want to know how to do that. And, you know, one of the things that you have on your website right now is, if I said half the things to you that your thoughts say to you, could we still be friends? What a great question to ponder. I mean, isn't that it? And you know, we know the answer, don't we, Dave?
Most of the time. You just think about how often that noise robs us and everyone around us of our greatest gifts.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, that noise, by the way, don't we use it to craft, carve, and intentionally set things into motion or not, right?
Right. Either serves us or sabotages us, and it's really our choice.
Mm-hmm. You know, so today, you know, there are many, many things we could talk about. I want to talk about, you know, the idea of what this means to intentionally set up our lives. And I love to be able to talk with that about you. Also, you know, what does it mean to begin a new life? You know, many people say, Dave, gosh, I've heard that term before. That's for that Dave guy, Dave Blanchard. That's for him. He can do that. You know, look at all the good breaks he's gotten. But I don't know. I don't know how to create my life. I've heard this term before. Yeah, where do I even start? I know you've talked to a lot of people, Dave, that really come from that place. So let's talk about this, because I think it's important to really lay the law out in a certain way. You know, is this for a select few? Or is this unlimited for people who want it?
Well, someone's first going to want it. And I can take you right to the moment in time when you make the decision.
Okay, go.
Okay. 97% of those who want to create more with their life have the gift of vivid visualization. They have the gift. The question is, how are they using it? And how we use it is determined by our secret desires and real intentions. What's our real intention? Scary. Far too many have a real intention, a secret desire. They just want life to be easy. They want to be successful so that they don't have as much stress or pain or frustration or overwhelm. They want to have $100,000 a month of income, believing that'll solve all of their problems. And so they use this gift to go into the future and vividly visualize what it'll be like when they have the money. It's called fantasy.
Mm.
Vivid visualization is such a critical part of creation. Hopefully in our next segment we'll have a chance to spend a little time talking about how to use it.
Yep.
But the use of it's determined on what we truly, deeply, secretly want. And if we want ease, we're going to be in catastrophe and fantasy. If we want to, and here's the secret, anybody who wants to engage in life, embrace the principles of creation, connect and serve, create value everywhere they go and with everyone they meet, and contribute to the world, leave a footprint. That underlying desire, now using this gift with that desire constructively. We have five ways we teach of doing that. And we know that when someone uses this powerful ability to vividly visualize in one of those five ways, if we wire them to a functional MRI, we would see parts of their brain ignite that are normally dormant in a human being. Whew, that inspired idea ignites our passion. And our passion drives our focus, discipline, effort, and action to do the second half of creation, which is the physical work. Nobody gets to skip it. We just get to do it passion-driven, or we get to spend our time in fantasy and have it boring, mundane, repetitious, and burdensome. And when we are plugged in with that intention, engage, embrace, connect, serve, create, contribute, and we're blessing the lives of people, money flows. Ideas flow. People flow into our life. It's almost magical. It's the fastest way to actually create our dreams in tangible reality. But unfortunately, back where we started, a large segment of the population just wants it to be easy.
Yeah.
So they listen for people who speak of ease, who speak of abundance in the way of a fantasy fairy that's going to magically manifest your wishes if you just visualize with enough intention. Intention is critical. Visualization is critical. Learning how to ignite passion is critical. And being willing to do the work of creation is critical. All of that put together, and we intentionally create a life. And I'll just punctuate that with, people are in trouble, and it's understandable why they'd want ease. They're pretty beat up.
Yeah.
This economy's been really tough.
Yeah.
But the truth is, you will never create your dreams with a secret desire of ease. Never happen.
Mm. And don't you think, and let's talk about this when we come back, don't you think also, at least this has been for me, when I'm all in, and what I mean by that is a little poker phrase, when I'm all in, and what I mean by that is when I'm all in and I have released the burden of doubt, when I'm all in and I've released the burden of doubt, and step in with extraordinary conviction, and I've been there at different places in my life. Maybe ease is not the right word, but things show up, Dave.
Absolutely.
They show up. They show up in a movie line. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get so amazingly in conversation about this that when we come back, I want to make sure all of you are ready to take some notes, take down some website, because both Dave and I, we would love for all of you to have the life you desire. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with my very special guest today, Dave Blanchard. We'll tell you a lot about his books, if you like, but we want to make sure that you get to the website. Also, we'll talk about the assessment again. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. You know, fasten your seatbelts. Dave and I, we want to take you on a ride. Let's call it a ride, Dave, if we could. Dave Blanchard, my very special guest today. First of all, if you don't have a copy of the book that I'm going to talk about here in a minute, Today I Begin a New Life, you could certainly get that if you go to his website, and we're going to give you that information in a minute. New website's coming up. You know, but we promised that we would talk with you about intention, creating the life that you desire, and how we fall into the ease of things. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about much more as part of our own personal journey and what we've learned. So, you know, Dave, I want to, if you could, please tell folks again about the website, how they can find out more about you, and how they can get a copy of this fabulous book. It's got a CD in it, too.
Wonderful. You can get a copy of Today I Begin a New Life. The CD is Og Mandino narrating the Ten Scrolls.
Yep.
That was recorded the year he passed away, so it's just a treasure.
If they have not heard this before, you know, if they have not heard this before, uh-huh. if they have not heard the scrolls in Og's voice, it is priceless. It's priceless, isn't it?
Just this age-old mentor, you know, that was a great person from the inside of his soul out, who was an alcoholic, who went through the dark night, almost took his life. He really got it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he wrote this, it was, matter of fact, I have an opportunity occasionally to work with those struggling with addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And they can hear his words differently than others, because it speaks to them at another entirely different level. But the CD's in the book. You can get the book on Barnes & Noble or Amazon.
Yep.
The ebook is on both of those. If you go to our website, ogmandino.com, you get both of them for a discount. Also, we gave a gift to everyone on the phone that's on the show today, and I want to say it to you one more time. It's office@ogmandino.com. Just type in office@ogmandino.com. Say, I want a code. I want a code. Next week, we've got a brand new assessment coming out that is so powerful and intuitive that will measure how you think. And we're going to give it to everyone that would like to participate. So just send an email quickly to office@ogmandino.com, and I'll have my staff send you a free code to take that assessment.
Awesome. Now, we are going to talk a bit here, and we'll probably end up skipping the next break. But let me start out by saying this. I have a friend. She is a phenomenal individual. She wrote The Art of Healing Art. You know, you talk about downloads. She created something called Invisible Art. Her name is Jacqueline Ripstein. And her book starts out with a quote that I'll never forget. It took me a while to get it, Dave. It says, only those who see the invisible can do the impossible. Now, some of us, it takes a while to really wrap our minds around this. But this is something you and I are going to talk about that shines very, very brightly in the work of Og and in your work. And let's talk about that. This place that we can go to change our lives intentionally.
I'm still playing with the quote.
Mm.
There is something invisible. When we choose to plug into this planet, choose to play in God's playground, there is something that happens that's beyond us. However, if we just want to escape and avoid the pain, we want life to just be easy, no more stress, no more pain, we are asking to skip the very process through which we become who we're supposed to become. There is no power in the universe, good, light, that's going to grant someone something that would rob them of the opportunity to stretch and grow and become. So let's not go there anymore. Let's engage in life and embrace these principles and play in God's playground, where our focus is bringing value to the lives of others. When we chase money, it runs.
Mm.
When we serve and create value in the lives of others, it flows. That's just an absolute principle. And when we plug into God's playground, we have an army with us, a partner with us. And I happen to believe God created the universe. And if he can create the universe, he can certainly do marvelous things in our individual lives if we choose to play in that playground. And it's saying, I'm here, as Og said. I love the sun, for it warms my bones. I love the rain, for it cleanses my soul. Well, sometimes we need to have our soul cleansed. I love the light, for it shows me the way, but I love the darkness, for it shows me the stars. Sometimes the sunlight of success is obscuring from our eyes the most important things in our lives, and we'll be given an opportunity to learn that lesson. These are powerful things that help us become all that we're meant to be. Here's what I believe is the bottom line. We want to acquire ever-increasing levels of ability to handle ever-increasing levels of stress with ever-increasing levels of ease. That's the ease we want to find. Because Dr. Pat, how many times have you had someone say, if I just could make $50,000 a month, all my problems would be solved?
Right.
I'm going, right. Oh my goodness. We've got to be able to handle everything that comes with that responsibility, or it's just going to be a burden that will crush us. So we acquire ever-increasing levels of ability, and all of a sudden we're doing things, 10 of them in a morning, that used to drive us crazy for an entire week. We just do them. We just do them because we've got an ever-increasing level of ability to handle that stressful situation with greater levels of ease, and thus we can be blessed with ever-increasing levels of success.
Well, I think part of this is really getting underneath all of this for ourselves and really having that formula that when it shows up, that formula about our conviction, about playing in God's playground, right, mm-hmm. and what that means. Let's just clarify a couple of things between you and I for a minute.
Okay.
You know, for folks listening, what does it mean, playing in God's playground? Okay, so does it mean, you know, if something's going in your mind that's about not having enough, not being good enough, being too heavy, being too thin, you know, having a job that maybe you don't believe is the job that you're meant to have, not understanding your purpose, not having the love of your life, forget about the money. You can't even get to thinking about money because we're all so involved in setting a standard that is so limited. And here's one of the things I want to talk about with this in this playground. Here's what I discovered about, God's playground, as you call it. Here's what I discovered. God's enough, right? God's enough is infinite. God's enough is infinite. And what I mean by that is God doesn't walk around saying, oh, you're not enough. I'm not enough. You're not enough. It's not enough. She's not enough. This is not enough. We have come up with that not it. If one thing that we can say about ourselves, boy, we are really good coming up with constructs, theories, and conversations about not enoughness in this lifetime. But that's not a God creation, is it?
No. There is a pattern that I've seen played out thousands of times. I've done debriefs on the assessment that we offer 5,700 times, about an hour to an hour and a half apiece. That's a lot of time in people's minds. Here's the pattern. I use my vivid visualization to create a fantasy, an unrealistic expectation. I hold my tangible life hostage to that. So now I'm in my world and I'm frustrated, I'm overwhelmed. I can almost touch it, I can almost taste it. Why can't I have it? Is something wrong with me? Does God not love me? It destroys their self-esteem. It's number one cause of self-esteem challenges, mm-hmm. unmet expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I'm questioning my worth, my worthiness, my ability, my beliefs. I'm destroying myself. That is not God's playground. God's mm-hmm. playground is, let's come with an intention to create value and serve people and bless this world with our gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And we show up in that place, we get inspired ideas, and we act on them. We take the clay we've been given, and we create the most we can with that clay, and God gives us more clay. It's wonderful. And when we spend time in creation with our true self, we start to get to know our natural gifts and strengths. I love what you said, that when we're in God's playground, we are unique and priceless. Mm-hmm. It requires nothing. We're unique and we're priceless. Well, we may have done some things that we may want to work on, but we are unique and we are priceless. And every time we spend one moment doubting our worth, our worthiness, our ability, our beliefs, we are preoccupied with toxic dialogue and we are not present. We're not available to serve. We're not available to see opportunity. We're not available to intentionally create something different in our life. And sadly, we spend too much time in that toxic space.
You know, part of this is really taking a look at, the things we tell ourselves, and I want to talk about this because you talk about this in the book. You talk about mental creation, and I want to talk about this. You know, mental creation. The one thing that I think that many of us have discovered along the way, especially if you've had a little pain in your life, right? Dave had a little pain in our lives, right?
Yeah.
you discover something interesting. When I was 17, I was homeless. And, you know, I, how did I get to be homeless? So people ask me this because I've now started to share some of this. At age 7, my mother passed away. My mother was addicted to barbiturates. You know, think the movie that came out here, this latest movie that came out here, talked about some of the medications, the pills, the black market pills that were out in the world back in the day. So my mother was both an addict and an alcoholic and committed suicide. Now, what did I know about that? Well, I didn't know very much until I got older. But here's the story that we get to create, whatever that is. I knew my mother as loving. So how, if I had a loving mother, did I end up on the streets at 17? Well, it was my own creating. I know that. But here's what I learned about the truth. If you're homeless and you're living in New York City, right, Dave? You know New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. There's a place there called the Port Authority. Now, the Port Authority is this place that people come through from all over. They're coming in from, you name it, they're coming in. And I remember watching other people in the Port Authority, you know, at all ages, ask other people for money. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do what they're doing. I couldn't come up with a story that said, oh, you know, I lost my wallet and, you know, could you give me a quarter? I couldn't do it. And so I didn't eat for 36 hours. Finally, I heard a voice. Now, Dave, we know this is God's playground. So this is how you can be down and out and still be in God's playground, right, Dave? You and I have been there. The voice said, tell the truth. And that's what I did. I began to tell the truth. I began to tell people, look, I came home one day and all of my things were out on the lawn. I haven't had anything to eat in 36 hours. And would you mind contributing a dollar? That's what I did. And that began a journey for me. And I wanted you to talk to this for a minute, if we could, and we're going to skip the break. How can we tap in to that infinite God power, even in our darkest hours? Because that was one of the darkest hours of my life, Dave. I'll tell you that.
Gosh, I just got emotional as you were sharing that. Before I answer the question, I'm going to share something with you. I seldom share in this kind of setting.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the next few years, we're going to have some experiences in this country. There are going to be a lot of people standing on the edge of that cliff, ready to jump off. And the only people who can walk out to the edge of that cliff and talk somebody off of it is somebody who's been there. They're the only ones with enough credibility. And I just have this feeling that a lot of people are being prepared for that time. Mm-hmm. And we got to be thoroughly prepared. So if you're in the middle of one of those moments right now, just keep asking, in what ways am I being uniquely prepared to serve?
Yeah.
What ways am I being uniquely prepared to serve?
Yeah.
Because we get into that space and we get really honest with ourselves. We stop playing games. We stop buying into this dialogue that's awful. We get into God's playground, and we start to see things open, because my experience is he's not vindictive. He just can't go into a dark dungeon of despair and discouragement where the light of love can't even go. We must make the choice to step out of it. Now we're in a place where we can get instruction. Where you took me was this. In my darkest hour, I almost did what your mother did.
Mm-hmm.
I came so close, just a little tighter squeeze, and I wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember crying out, I long to cry to the God of my youth, but the God of my youth will not hear my cry. I must change my God or change my cry. I just wanted to be rescued. I was tired, exhausted, overwhelmed, no hope. And I discovered said, whoever you are, whatever this is, whatever this force is, I just want to talk to the real one. And I'll tell you, if you'll show me the secrets for digging out of this darkness, I will spend the rest of my life teaching people how to do this. And what I discovered, and it's the clarion call of today I begin a new life, the observer's chair, the Ogmandino work, is that the only reason why it's not working is we've got the wrong cry. We need to change our cry. And that's what I heard you say. I changed my cry from, why don't I just tell the truth? Wow, how freeing is the truth? How freeing is it to stop pretending and trying to impress and feeling shame and fear and get to the bedrock of our life and start building on the bedrock, because there's no heights to which we go as high as we want to go, but we can't go there building on a house of fantasy.
Right.
We must build on bedrock. And that's bedrock. At the Port Authority in New York, 17 homeless, haven't eaten for 36 hours. There's the bedrock.
Yeah.
And I heard you say, I started by telling the truth. Now, what did people do when you told the truth?
There was no time at all. And this is what I love about this conversation, because this is the work of Og. This is the message that you bring out into the world. You know, there's nothing like authenticity. And it doesn't matter how we show up, you see. When we show up authentically and, you know, we show up and we say to somebody, I haven't eaten in 36 hours and this is what happened to me. And they talk to you and they say, some people don't even ask you, Dave. They don't even say, they put the money. They just give you the money. They give you the money. They give you the money, and I had a bag. I had a brown bag. That's what I had. You know, people have hats. They have bags. I had a brown bag that I got from the coffee people at the Port Authority, and they put it in a bag. Other people look at you, and they ask, why? Why did that happen? Why did your mother do that? And I said, I don't know. And I didn't know. I didn't know at the time. And I said, you know, I remember saying some things like this. I don't remember it exactly, Dave, but I remember saying that something like, I must have done something really wrong. I remember that. And when you show up like that, whether that is true or not, that's where I was at that moment. That's where I was. You can never go back. You can't go back, right? You can't go back to another way. And so for me, I began a journey of learning and appreciating my perfect understanding of God and the laws of the universe. I mean, that's my commitment. I love my understanding of God today. And I think that's what you're talking about. I'm not saying I understand everything about everything, but you see, I love my understanding. And so because I love that understanding, I'm going to want to learn more. Isn't that what you're doing? Isn't that what Og wants, the message is, in
just
some
get
way?
Plugged in and go into action and start to see the pieces.
Yeah,
I'm hearing you describe so beautifully something I write about in the book. I call it the physiology of the law of attraction.
Mm.
You know, our bodies are created by God, and we have mirror neurons that pick up all kinds of sensory data. We have 200 sets of muscles on our face. The math is 2 to the power of 200 minus 1. That's a lot of different variations. And a mirror neuron can pick it up and send a message to my brain about you before I have conscious thought. And I'm either being attracted to you or repelled by you because my mirror neurons are picking up facial expressions, tone and tenor of voice, and on down we go. And I'm either attracted to or not. When I can see you shifting to honesty and a person's mirror neurons picked up. They just knew the truth of it. It's a miracle that God's given us this highly sensitive radar system. And you said some of them just gave you money. Some of them wanted to know more about you.
Yeah.
They were attracted. Here you are, a homeless person, haven't eaten for 36 hours, 17-year-old in a place where there's people asking for money, and they're attracted to you? How does that work? Well, that's partially because you can't lie. When people try to fake it till they make it, it leaks out on their face. And a person's mirror neurons pick it up and send a message to the brain, to the cells of the body, and they're uncomfortable. They don't know why. They're just uncomfortable. We don't want to make people uncomfortable. Of all the things we've discussed today, this is probably the most important, is that when we're in trouble and we're struggling, we sometimes pretend.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember my agent saying to me, David, when I shared with her one of the stories in the book, she said, "What happened before that?" And I said, "I don't want to tell anybody." And that was the story you just told. "I don't want to tell anybody that piece." She said, "Yep. Do. Because the more courageous you are and being vulnerable and transparent, the more you'll give people permission to get real about their life. Because that's where we build from."
I love it. Dave, thank you so much for joining me here today. What a fabulous show. A lot of really powerful things here. Because you and I are at the point in our lives right now, we're not afraid to be real, to be authentic, and share the messages, the stories we have, because I agree with you. I believe there are folks out there that listen to the show that are looking for help, and I think you and I here have made a commitment to the God of our understanding to help. Thanks, Dave. Thank you so much. What a great show. Dave, give out your website again, and thank you.
Augmandino.com. There is an assessment on that, but if you'll send to our office, office@augmandino.com, to say, "Send me the new code," when the new one comes out next week, we'll send you a code to take it for free.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much. Wow. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We're going to be replaying this later on tonight if you missed it, and we're going to be replaying this many, many times. Very, very powerful, powerful conversation. For all of you out there, you know, make sure that you create the world that you want to live in, and you can start by creating your own world. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel, and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and